So welcome to our regular, no, it's special. For, well, not regular scheduled, but right, because it would have been last week. Yeah. Anyway, it's a scheduled meeting. Yeah. on December 18th at 7 o'clock. So if I can ask the clerk to take the roll call.
Trustee Bochner.
Here.
Trustee Gillis.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Brennan.
Oh, yeah.
Trustee Johnson.
Oh, here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Trustee O'Connell.
Here.
President Adusi.
Here. Okay. Well, hopefully we'll be done. Okay. So if you could please stand, we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. All right. Okay, Phyllis, it's all yours.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Phyllis Rubin. I live at 411 Ashland, 6B, in River Forest. And I, the board, you know what I'm going to say. I came last week thinking the meeting was last week. It always looks wrong on my calendar. So that's why, anyway, so I let you know what I was going to talk about. A couple of months ago, a disturbing incident occurred in River Forest, of which the board was informed. The parkway trees of one home, were singled out to receive a complaint about the plastic ribbons tied around them. The ribbons were blue and white in support of Israel in the wake of the brutal October 7th massacre there. This complaint occurred when there were up to 46 other trees in the village with plastic ribbons on them supporting various other causes. I want to just say, that's a red flag. When one set of trees on one home is singled out and you know there are other ribbons around, it's a red flag. It's a red flag. This complaint was ostensibly based on the village's tree ordinance, protecting trees from having damaging materials mounted on them. One must ask, why were these trees targeted? These trees alone. The complaint prompted three responses from the village. Number one, the village administrator called the owner to take the ribbons down. Number two, when the owner protested and said she felt specifically targeted, the village administrator said he would have all the ribbons in the village taken down, which he never did. That's not that important, really. Then this issue was brought to a village board meeting, and the owner said the complaint felt anti-Semitic. So then your response was, well, Kathy, you responded, and said all the ribbons could stay up and directed the staff to revisit the ordinance. So here is my point. At no time, did any of you respond to the owner's core concern, which she said twice in her statement, that it felt anti-Semitic. You know, I don't know what you believe, but the signs all around the village say hate has no home here. My question is going to be of you. Does River Forest believe that? Does the board support that? Because if it does, you didn't. You didn't. So the complaint, of course, was not about the tree ordinances. It was about those ribbons and what they stood for. Why has the board not stated unequivocally that anti-Semitism, as well as any intolerance of any group, is not welcome here? You had three chances. You failed three times. If River Forest is really a community that values and aspires to practicing tolerance, I hope we do, it must call out when people demonstrate intolerance. Values don't die because people don't live by them. Values die when people who do care about them are silent, because silence is complicity. And you failed. So I want to quickly make three other points. That's going to appear in the Wednesday Journal. It was supposed to be in last week. I hope it gets in this week. My point about the three chances is, my gosh, we all in our lives must have had said the wrong thing to something, you know, not been proud of our response to something. I certainly have had that happen to me. But you had three chances. You had three chances, and you still have not called it out. So if that's the case, maybe you want to avoid saying that there was an anti-Semitic incident in River Forest. Well, that's called denial, because it was, what else could it be? You tell me, what else could it be? And so if you're silent about it and you don't call it out, that's dangerous, because we are alone. You do not have our backs. And, you know, first they came for this group, then they came for that group, then they came for that group, then they came for you, and there's going to be nobody to stand up for you either. And it doesn't matter your private opinions about Jews or about Israel. It doesn't matter. You stand for River Forest. So I guess I'm curious about what River Forest stands for. Thank you.
Thank you, Phyllis. I can assure you, this board and myself do not tolerate hate, and I don't think we tolerate anti-Semitic behavior. And I think the board has, acted in good faith in trying to fix something that probably appeared to be wrong. And I'm very proud of the board taking that swift action on the tree ordinance and allowing ribbons to appear on the tree. So that's my comments. I don't believe, I've talked to many of my friends and those that are Jewish, and they don't believe our board is anti-Semitic. They believe our board acted the way we needed to act, and we swiftly corrected things that we believed was incorrectly acted on. So including talking to Julie at length after the board meeting. So just leave it as that. Phyllis, I think our board doesn't tolerate hate in this community. And I'm proud of, again, I'll just reiterate, I'm very proud of how this board acted in terms of it doing the right thing when Julie spoke. So we'll move on to our elected officials and comments. So maybe I'll start with you, Bob.
Thanks. First, I'd like to wish all of our residents a happy holiday season, a safe and joyous season. A couple other things. I want to thank our staff for making this a great place to live. I want to thank our police officers for protecting our streets. To our firemen, thanks for being there when we need you. The world's in turmoil, and there are millions of people who don't live in an idyllic community like ours. None of us who sit on this dais is perfect. We listen, we discuss, and we make decisions that impact all of us, hopefully for the better. As we head into the new year, I would ask that all of us commit to civility. We're going to make mistakes, but hopefully only a few. I would ask that if you have questions about what we do, you come here and ask questions. Social media is filled with misinformation and mistruths. We're above that crap. All of us are going to work hard for you, the residents. Please be our partners, not our adversaries. Happy holidays.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Ken?
I would also like to wish everyone a happy holidays and also reiterate that, the board does have the residents, all residents' interest in mind when we, make decisions. And our goal is sometimes, like Bob said, we can't be perfect all the time, but we are trying, and that's generally all you could ask. And that, we do support the diversity of the community and have worked hard to try to keep it as inclusive as possible. That's all. I'm sorry.
John? Nothing to add. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Rez?
Okay. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I want to echo my colleague trustee's comments. I join with their comments. In addition, the one thing I have to report is on the Mayor's Metropolitan Caucus, the Age Friendly Collaborative. I know, Kathy, you're probably going to talk about the conflict you had and where you had to be, so you couldn't attend this meeting. So, but the theme was relating to dementia, And the first presentation was relating to a presenter from the Rush University Alzheimer's Disease Center, introducing the Dementia Friends Network. And besides giving a brief overview of dementia, she introduced this Dementia Friends Illinois as an example of a grassroots effort for community members to become aware of the steps they can take individually and collectively to improve the lives of persons with dementia and their support systems. And I know we've already captured that with the efforts we did here when we became dementia recognized. The other presentation was someone from the Connecticut Age Well Collaborative. That was more of a statewide initiative in Connecticut, involving a cross-sector of initiative that fosters aging, dementia, disability, inclusive communities, and that's also the leading state statutory livable communities initiative that they have there. Mm-hmm. So that was quite interesting, moving more of a statewide efforts. I know we're still at the regional efforts, but we're focusing on that avenue. So that was good. Other than that, that was pretty much what we did in our meeting. And last but not least, I also do want to wish everyone a happy holiday season and a safe one. Thank you.
Thanks, Rex. Please.
Hello. Yes, happy holidays to everybody. I reiterate everything that everybody said. I want to congratulate Kathy for attending the Climate Summit overseas. I look forward to hearing more about her trip. And I do want to reiterate that hate certainly has no home in River Forest, in the state of Illinois, in the United States of America, and in the world. So we can all get along, and I think we do. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Erica?
Hi, everyone. I'd like to start with a land acknowledgement. So as we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on lands that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, Menominee, Potawatomi Nations, and more. We will remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather. I want to wish everyone happy holidays. And I do want to respond to Phyllis's comment. And I've heard from other people in the Jewish community in River Forest as well. That first evening, we were wrong. We did not understand the complexity of what anti-Semitism looks like. And we made a quick decision in that moment. And so for my part, I apologize for that. I don't want to think of myself as anti-Semitic, but there are things that just happen in the nature of being in a society that sometimes you just forget and you have blind spots. So I apologize that it took that long. And I hope to do better in the future. I'll leave it at that.
All right. All right. Thanks, Erica. Yeah. And I want to thank all my colleagues for acknowledging the need to be, diverse and transparent and inclusive. I think we all display that. I mean, as you said, Erica, sometimes we make a mistake, but we quickly try to fix our mistakes and make good and acknowledge when we do make a mistake. So thanks for saying that. I'd like to just say thank you to all of you again for a great year. I know this is going to be our last board meeting for the year. We'll have our next one in January. I really do appreciate all of your time and effort. It does take a lot of your time and effort out of your family and sometimes we've got really difficult nights, and so I appreciate all of that. And to the staff, you continue to work so hard on our behalf. I can't tell you how we all appreciate everything you do for us day in and day out, and our residents certainly appreciate it. And to you, Lance, our village attorney, thank you so much for keeping us on straight and narrow and enjoying it along the way. So thank you. And John, thank you for continuing to show up and being our clerk. It's so important, believe it or not. So it's all about showing up. So thank you so much for that. And then last, I did have the pleasure, as Lisa and Rez kind of stated, I was asked by the Seven Generations Ahead. It's our future to attend the UN Climate Summit and with Mayor Katrina Thompson from Broadview. And so we, along with six high school youth, attended the summit. Two of them live here in one lives here in River Forest, Kate Williams, and then another youth lives in Oak Park, Katie Staub, and then there's four others that live in the Chicagoland area, and they were all sponsored by Seven Generations Ahead. And so we had to take turns to go into what we call the blue zone, which is where the diplomats and most of the conversations were happening. So we let the youth really go in and see all that, because that really is a dynamic and exciting thing to see. Some of them actually were on a panel. We also spent some time in what we call the green zone, which is kind of a place where a lot of contractors and vendors and other, where you can learn a lot about climate change. And so that was kind of exciting, but certainly a lot of the work was being done in the blue zone. So what did we learn? We learned that, climate change is not easy. We learned that we have to continually to work amongst ourselves to really not only acknowledge that we have a climate issue, but then what can we do to transition away from fossil fuels, which is the big debate, as you probably read in the newspaper. And it took a little bit of overtime to get to a point where they actually negotiated a final version to go into COP29. So it was exciting, but probably the most exciting part of it is the reality of climate change. I think everybody would say we agree, but different countries have different opinions on how they get there. By the way, there was 200 countries represented with almost over 100,000 people in attendance. So that was a very interesting, exciting thing to see. Many of the podcasts, and I was interviewed by WBEZ and other radio and news outlets, and that's all posted on the Seven Generations Ahead website. It's our future, and that was in our last newsletter. We'll post it again. Again, that's the kind of the conservatory reservoir of information from all of us. All of our reports kind of went into that Seven Generations Ahead website. So take a look at it. It's pretty exciting. There's a lot of good stuff there. Like I said, the most exciting thing is actually hearing the youth, the high schoolers, and what they really are saying about climate change. And it's kind of neat because they're committed to making this happen. And then, getting 18, 19, 20-year-olds to make that commitment and get into that type of industry, I think that's what it's going to take to change our thoughts around reducing or even eliminating fossil fuels in 2050, which will be difficult but possible. So anyway, it was really a wonderful time, and I'm real grateful that the Seven Generations Ahead invited us. It was partly because of the establishment of C4. Vicky would have come, but she had a conflict prior to being invited. So she was unable to go. But cool stuff, a lot of neat things, and I'm very grateful that I was able to see a lot of interesting countries talk about climate change, all of them, which are very, very committed to it, more so than you think. So that's that. I mean, I'd be happy to take questions on it. But, if you're interested in some of our reports, you can read that in the website from the Seven Generations Ahead. Other than that, I just want to wish everybody, including our residents, a happy holiday season, happy new year. I think it will be a good new year, 2024, looking forward to it. So again, thanks for a great year, and looking forward to another great year in 2024.
I do want to ask for the climate summit. Were there specific asks that the youth in our community asked of River Forest in particular?
Yes. Not particular to River Forest, but they did ask in particular to the bigger picture. And of course, they would like nothing more than to eliminate fossil fuels and move more to electrification of everything. But thank you. And again, thank you, because you reminded me, one of the things that Lisa and I chatted about with the Sustainability Commission, just briefly, was what else can we do? And that's also in that report. And my WBEZ interview, I talked a little bit about what we'd like to maybe ask the Sustainability Commission to really begin looking at. And some of it's going to be tough stuff, right? I mean, Oak Park passed an ordinance that allows for just electrification of all of their new development. That's a big, bold move. So, but unless you make those
things are going,
yeah, right? Unless you make those big, bold moves, I'm not quite sure we can even get there, you know, 2050. So more electrical vehicle infrastructure that we need to establish. We talked about that. And just the type of, you know, funding that goes into fossil fuel. You know, again, that's not us here in River Forest, but nationally, our own federal government and some of our even state government. I know Pritzker just, you know, took the band off on some of the coal mining. So we just got to keep working at it. But for us here in River Forest, I think there's some bold moves we can make that we should ask the Sustainability Commission to consider. And that's certainly the ordinance that I talked about could be certainly one. I mean, leaf blowers are out there. I mean, that's another infrastructure, any type of EV. If we can broaden our electric vehicle infrastructure more, that would be great. Anything we could do with solar, getting to a better solar. Is it platinum? Gold? There is a platinum. I think we really should strive. I know Seth and we all talked about that. And there's grant money out there for a lot of this. So anyway, that's all kind of in that report. But yes, we did talk a little bit about that with the youth. But because they weren't all River Forest, we kind of talked about it more broadly. But so thanks for asking, because I almost forgot to talk about that. Okay, that's all I have. So we'll move on to the consent agenda. If I can get a move in a second for
motion to approve consent agenda items A through K.
Okay, thanks.
Second.
Okay, any questions or comments on any of these items? Pretty straightforward. Hearing none, I'd ask the clerk to take the vote.
Consent agenda item A. I'm sorry.
Oh, you have to read it too. He's doing it anyway. Oh, he knows it. Yeah.
Consent agenda item A, Village Board of Trustee meeting minutes, November 27th, 2023. B, Village Board of Trustee Executive Session Meeting Minutes, November 27th, 2023. C, Administration Department Report. D, Accounts Payable, November 2023, $2,902,327.93. E, November Financial Report. F, Monthly Department Reports. G, Public Notice of Meetings, 2024. H, Comcast Franchise Agreement Renewal Ordinance. I, approval of an ordinance levying taxes for corporate purposes for the current fiscal year, commencing on the first day of May 2023 and ending on the 30th day of April 2024. Ordinance. J, approval of collective bargaining agreement with International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 150. K, 2024 Rebuild Illinois Street Improvement Project, Schroeder Asphalt Services, $832,475. Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Okay, well, the good news is that passed, and the better news is we have nothing on 6, 7, 8, 9, and we do not have executive session. So, unless anybody has anything else to discuss.
I'd like to say thank you for whoever purchased it.
Oh, yeah. That was actually, you got to make sure. Well, let's adjourn, and then we could talk.
Okay.
Move
to adjourn.
Second.
All right.
Trustee O'Connell. Yes. Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
President Edusi?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.